There are not enough podcasts, bro. I'm going to make another seven podcasts.
He's going to make another seven.
I'm going to make another seven.
Okay,
one of them is going to be called Solid Cowardice.
Solid Cowardice? Okay. Yep. What is that about?
The diss track on Liquid Courage. Really. You're so fucking slow.
Useless podcast host.
Understand jokes.
I feel like you guys like to always twist my words and make me the bad person.
Do we really?
I do.
Yes, you do.
I do see that.
I do see that.
And I read the comments on your TikTok like clips. And everyone's always kind of hating on Kelly because
Really?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Liquid Courage Show, the World Sound Podcast, filmed in an actual bar. And today we're not in a bar, we're actually at High Seas Yachts, one of their beautiful vessels. And we're on a boat, ladies and gentlemen!
This is
a yacht party! Woohoo!
Bro, you're pretending like we haven't filmed the last three episodes in this
studio. We are pretending. Woo! That is the point. This is the first episode that I've done today. Woohoo!
We've been on this yacht for 4 days.
That one, food almost finished already.
This is what... No, okay. Anyway, if you are interested in the food, this is one of their $1,000 platters. Yeah.
And from where?
From High Sea. Yeah, we haven't touched it at all. Now, guys, this is going to be a very, very off-the-record episode. What I mean by that is just like, say whatever the f*** you guys want to say. Say whatever the f*** you guys want to say, because what I want to say is this. Singapore has too many podcasts. Like, every f***ing time I'm on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, of course I'm on Facebook, I see a podcast come out.
Okay.
I see a new podcast come out, and there's too many podcasts.
You mean there's too many competitors?
I don't care about the competitors. I'm saying that there's too many podcasts, and I want to know why. Kelly, you seem to be laughing about something.
No, I'm just laughing at competitors.
I can end your episode in 2 minutes.
What did I say?
You said competitors.
Too many competitors, lah.
Roll back the tape.
Too many competitors.
Okay.
Wait, Kelly, I thought you were going to say something.
No, I'm not.
How
can
you end this in 2 minutes?
Okay, end your episode in 2 minutes.
Okay, you're going to end my episode in 2 minutes.
Basically, I have a background in like doing all this social media shit for a while, long ass time, right? Okay, and I'll explain to you why. Very methodically, okay?
Very methodological. You say
it. Yeah, anyway. The barriers to entry now are very much lower. Right, mm-hmm. Equipment is very easily sourced. A lot of people are just using phones. Our phones are getting better. Recording quality is getting better. You can just put one phone there. Each of us can hold one phone as our own mic, our own phones, right? And that is all the equipment you need basically to start a podcast. If you don't mind shit audio, you can even use one phone, all three. Okay, everybody is learning how to edit videos on CapCut or some shit, right? Whether you're like damn good at it or whatever, you will basically know how to like just cut clips together. Okay, so barriers of entry is extremely low now. Okay, the podcast phenomenon is not just in Singapore, it's around the world. Okay, why is that so? It's because more podcasts are getting more popular, and as you listen to podcasts and you're watching podcasts, you're watching people share their opinions, you as a person with a thinking brain would want to share your opinions too. And then these people that are more noisy will make a podcast like Liquid Courage or whatever shit show other people are making, right?
Liquid Courage is a shit show, yeah?
I said other. So actually, I never call you on a shit show. Right? And then after that, there will definitely be a target audience, right? Mm. For example, Okay Let's Go, right? One of the first few popular podcasts in Singapore.
Biggest podcast in Singapore.
Right? It's run by Malay guys, right?
Two Malay guys,
say controversial things, mm-hmm. but they do appeal to a male audience,
mm-hmm.
right? As Daisy might probably hate them. Right, but no matter
I've
what,
I've never listened.
Yeah, but no matter what,
same.
Okay, let's go.
You will probably hate.
I do listen to it because they speak Malay,
So I think Nick raised a very good point about people with thinking brains. Right? I've never seen a podcast on any of my FYPs. All I watch is garbage.
Okay.
Oh, Liquid Courage has appeared on my FYP.
Has it been? You have a brain. It's very apparent from my content as well that I do not have one.
Okay, then
I just want garbage.
I'm gonna tell you.
Isn't this garbage?
Different kind of garbage.
I'm going to tell you how to make a podcast successful or unsuccessful.
Okay. How do you make a podcast successful or unsuccessful?
Okay, if you
want
to
partner with Zoda Pop, then it will be successful.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to make a podcast successful, you have to have a different niche or at least people with differing opinions. If all of us here, for example, if we're talking about cheating and then after that, the topic of the day is cheating right or wrong? Nobody's going to bloody watch the shit because everybody knows cheating is wrong, right? I mean, there are some people out there that think it's right. But if all of us agree on one sentence...
Kelly don't agree, la.
Yeah, right, if Kelly. All of us agree, right, it... The podcast, basically, you can just delete it. Just throw it away. Mm-hmm. All right? And then the other thing is that you have a niche, right? You put alcohol here and we film in a real bar, except for this time, it's a bloody boat.
On a boat, yeah. Courtesy of High Sea Yachts, yes.
Yeah, so, and if you always say something politically correct, you're bloody not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So sometimes you just gotta say shit, even though you might not believe in it, but you wanna keep it entertaining, you're just gonna have differing opinions so that we can all have something else to say, rather than everybody else just being a passenger and just following one guy. That doesn't make sense at all.
Nick just basically described my entire job lah, of what I do with the show lah, which is like, I basically have a differing opinion just for the sake of to piss people off and have a differing opinion.
Correct. And you're going to put yourself as the devil's advocate. People are going to hate you.
Absolutely.
But you have to do it, because if not, there's nothing interesting.
The game's game.
Yes.
Now, I just want to say this, which is like, okay, so there is a lot of podcasts coming out.
There are not enough podcasts. Okay, I take over.
Okay.
There are so many areas of interest that I want to learn more about, right? They don't fucking exist in podcasts.
Which is
all
what?
I'm faced with is,
what,
all I'm faced with is your fucking face asking whether I should cheat or not cheat.
Don't say it, bro.
Don't say
it.
Don't say it. Don't say it. You're
say
giving
it,
him ideas.
Say it, bro.
No. I start my own podcast, bro.
Yeah, we're keeping
start
eyes.
His own podcast.
I branch off, bro.
And he's gonna tell us about his podcast in 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm not gonna give you shit, dude. There are not enough podcasts, bro. I'm going to make another 7 podcasts.
He's going to make another 7.
I'm going to make another 7
podcasts. He's going to make another 7.
Yeah. Okay, one of them is going to be called Solid Cowardice.
Solid Cowardice? Okay. Yep. What is that about?
The diss track on the Liquid Courage, dude. It's so fucking slow. Yeah. I don't know what podcast is going to be about people who don't understand jokes.
We don't understand jokes here. But what I can say is this, right? So there is a lot of podcasts, as we know. I just want to hear from the ladies. Is there too many podcasts? What do you guys think?
No.
No? Kelly?
I think it depends, right? Some people like podcasts because they cannot stand like silence. That's why podcasts are getting more and more popular. They can just play in the background.
You know, they also can play in the background. What? Daniel Sid.
Daniel Sid's
pre-save it. Yeah, after we play your album, like we're done with it, then we'll play a podcast. Yeah.
Because you have not enough songs, bro.
Yeah, you should
your
write more
songs. Your songs don't even last the episode time of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that for a fact.
I think it depends lah. To each his own lah, honestly.
Nick is the only one who's allowed to
like
shit
to
on me for my music here.
Hey dude, your music is all good.
Me
it's
too.
Solid, bro.
Yeah.
So, I feel like there should be more crime podcasts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Crime podcasts?
Yeah.
But this one, we know
Singapore
that you're
we do,
slightly...
We have quite a few.
That Kelly, we know Kelly is slightly psycho when it comes to the crime stuff.
Yeah, she is.
Like you admitted before.
No, so that's what I meant. No, I'm not the psycho part. What I meant is that it depends. When you say that are there too many podcasts, it depends on what you like and what you enjoy. For me, I feel like there are too many podcasts out there just talking about whatever gender equality or whatever shit. Like,
yeah, don't talk about gender equality lah, nonsense that
no,
one.
No, there's a lot of podcasts out there that's like the females versus the males and just like, you know, talking shit and whatever or trying to prove something or they talk about all the controversial stuff. I mean, all these are great. It's nice to watch once in a while, but sometimes I just want to listen to who is being murdered and all. So I think
it's like, I swear, like you open a newspaper, right, hoping for people to suffer.
To die, basically, right? You want people to die.
Then I picture Kelly, right, all his days off, right, Sunday is just chilling, right, got no murder story, she flipped to obituaries and laughed.
Alama. Kelly, is that you? Is that
really? No, it's not. I don't read newspaper.
Now.
So it's like, it's not about too many podcasts or what. It just really is just what you like.
No, I mean, okay, that's fair. But I want to ask you guys a different question, right? Let's deviate from here, which is like, Liquid Courage has been on for over a year, just over a year. I want to ask you guys about your experience with Liquid Courage.
Is this even an episode? You're just like getting reviews or
no? It's not reviews.
It's a free consultation.
I want you guys to be as honest as possible. And I'll start with Daniel because Daniel has been there for a long time, right? And what do you think of the Courage? Like, what do you think where we're at and everything?
I enjoyed the being a guest and stirring shit, and like getting. I used to come on and get everybody on set absolutely. I started this thing called the Soju Challenge.
Right?
When I shout Soju Challenge, right, everybody has to down. It's a competition.
Yeah, and it's
downing
a bottle of soju.
As fast as possible. And like we've done like several videos of this. Mm-hmm. I think like the current record was like 3.something seconds. 3.2. 3.2 seconds
for a whole bottle.
Yeah.
Who holds that record?
This motherfucker.
Get him a bottle right
no,
now.
No.
I must see this.
My days are over. This was a long time ago.
I don't believe it until I see it.
I haven't done that dance
do you
since
do, like,
my grandma.
Thing?
You can see it by watching Liquid Courage.
Yeah, like from the like older episodes.
Yeah, I've done it a few times. Like all of it's like been captured.
Crazy, whatever.
But yeah, and then also got. Clement and the previous producer Rex very drunk and got them to get tattoos.
Yeah, they called me for that one.
Yes. They tried to get you down as well.
It was like, hey Kelly, come laugh. And you didn't show up.
Yeah, Wait, do you have the tattoo?
I do.
Where is it?
It's
you have to show
us. I can
us
show
right
you
now.
But I don't know if I can show the camera.
You can. Just stand there and show us. You'll get our reactions.
Yeah, I just need to see your reaction.
Just stand on the chair.
Fuck, do I stand up?
It's on your leg?
It's on my leg.
Okay.
It's on my leg. Okay, so for some context, basically what happened is just like, I said I'd rather get a tattoo than my nipples pierced.
Really?
To Daniel, and then Daniel arranged for us to go to a place with a, what is it, a tattoo?
Yeah,
tattoo
it was like a pop-up tattoo
that.
Parlor
I'm
in a bar.
Stand up. Fuck it, I'm just gonna stand up. I'm right here. This is an unrelated tattoo, but this is the tattoo that I got because of Daniel.
Okay. I'm gonna describe it. It's a skull which looks like a mug. It's a skull mug.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a skull
shit
mug.
Tattoo.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's a no, it is a nice tattoo because I do enjoy the story that I get from it, but for me, this is the tattoo that I got because of Daniel.
What's the one underneath?
The one underneath is one I got because I was walking on the streets of Vietnam and someone said, hey, you want a free tattoo? And I said yes, and I got it.
That is a great story.
No, honestly, he was just like, oh, hey, bro, you want a free tattoo? I'm like, hey, can I? Then I just went in and got a free tattoo.
Wow. All
right.
I mean, honestly, don't think so much, bro. Life is short.
Both of those are such great stories.
I believe that tattoos all have to have stories.
I agree.
Just don't think so much about it.
I agree with you. I agree.
Kelly, you've been with us for a while. Since the very, very early days.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anything at your age. Like, I'm just saying like in general, you've been with us like...
This guy's jokes all the same.
With the
at least
early
it isn't
days
a dick joke.
And also right now, what do you think of Liquid Courage? Like, how are we doing? And any opinions that you've been dying to share?
I feel like you guys like to always twist my words and make me the bad person and all, so...
Do we really?
I do.
Yes,
honestly,
you do.
I do see that.
Last
I
time.
I do see that.
I do see that. And I read the comments on your TikTok, like, clips. And everyone's always kind of hating on Kelly because of the clips that you pick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Assholes. Like, for real.
Because it's true, right? When you take things out of context, right, it's very sensationalized.
Sensationalized.
For example, the past three episodes that we have filmed, there are easy ways to take clips out of every one of us and paint us as the villain. 100%.
Yeah, you're true.
You could just take out the part where I say, I don't mean this, but I think guys should all cheat on it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
You understand? You can just take out the part where we put a disclaimer.
Mm. Yeah.
And obviously it's clickbaity. Obviously, people will click and watch, and then they'll just hit. And then when you get hit, you get comments. So I mean, you get comments,
and then
you get
views,
shares,
right?
You get views.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. I think as long as, I mean, obviously there are like obvious lines that you don't. There are things that are obviously wrong that you don't go on. Hey, I think child porn is okay.
It's not. It's really
or whatever.
Not.
But
you
some
know?
People do like.
I mean,
it's
some
really
people
not.
Like you know certain like people they do. I feel like it's your own personal. Morals or whatever. I mean, there are some lines to be drawn. I would say that just be yourself, right? And people would think whatever they want. Sometimes even when we're obviously joking, people think that we are being serious.
Yeah.
You know. So you really can't control them.
I think we've come to an interesting place, right? Which is like, okay, so we are all allegedly content creators. Yay. And I want to ask you all this one thing, which is like, okay, there is a difference between creating content for the sake of it, and then there's a difference between creating content knowing that, hey, this will go viral because it will cause a, you know, a certain kind of reaction, right? Is there a line to it? I think previously it was asked that, is there a line that you would not cross? Because as a content creator myself, I know what would go viral. I know what are the things that I can talk about that, you know, it will get people to respond. But at the same time, there are things that I don't want to talk about. There are things that I don't want to mention because I feel like, hey, there's no need for that. So how do you guys navigate that as content creators?
What a great question.
I mean, for me, it's always through the lens of comedy. So like for me, my personal is I don't take anything too seriously. Everything is fun in a way. So I don't usually like touch on anything like political or like in my own content. I hardly ever go in that direction. It is universal humor that I try to emulate. So whether it's like taking on a different like popular character or something, like that is so like exactly that's what I enjoy doing. It's really like that video came about as a response of people saying I look like Hagrid.
Yeah.
I was like, honestly, I could be offended, but I was like, no, that's f***ing funny, dude. Like, I would love to f***ing be Hagrid, and so I became this persona as well. But for me, it's like, I tend to just always skew to the side of humor than seriousness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Nick?
I think we all have a baseline of morals and beliefs. And let's say if I don't believe in something, then I don't think it's fair for me to just say it for the views in the other way, you know?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, for example, if you put a clip right now, take this out of context, wait. I believe all girls should put out no matter when a man wants it.
No matter when, bro.
No matter when, bro.
No matter when, bro.
Yeah, you cut that out. You confirm viral, I tell you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, she's saying, Nora, you pull her leg. You pull her leg. Yeah, you cut all these clips out separately. Confirm viral. Will I get cancelled tomorrow? Confirm.
This is an example of what Nick is saying to
Ross's
point.
And it's gonna go viral.
I am not gonna clip this. I am not.
Refer back to first point I said just now. All content creators have a responsibility to protect their own talents.
Yeah, yeah. I know so T-by to make that clip, right?
No, okay. But and to be fair, we can all have differing opinions. Mm. Right. And that's totally okay. It should be the way, especially in a podcast where all five of us have a different inkling of, or at least range of where we stand on a certain matter, and that's totally fine. But there is also like, we also have to understand that we are just here to talk, and like, we cannot fight, we cannot like have personal attacks. It's just that.
Nick, you've done a lot actually on your own platform about like saying like saying that you talk a bit about your hate. I do follow you for a while already, right? When you're saying like, oh, you know, I have hate about this, I have hate about that. Does that change your perspective of like what you should be talking about?
No.
No, not at all.
Because I strongly believe in whatever I believe in.
Okay.
So as long as I know that I'm spreading my own truth, other people can have different opinions. They're okay, go and have it. I am not telling you to change and think like me, act like me, and be like me. That's not my mantra. I'm just telling you to think about it. If you think about it, then great lah.
I think Nick's pattern has always been like, he always believes in being himself. Like, even if his opinions or his actions get flagged by, I don't know, some news or whatever, right? And he just like, I don't think I did anything wrong. Like, he know that I feel like he has his own moral compass, which he doesn't cross that. I mean, the line, he doesn't cross the line, and he's fine. He doesn't give a fuck about what you think or what other people think.
So, you are a content creator, but then you don't want to get cancelled. How do you go about doing that?
The thing is, I don't see myself as a content creator. I actually don't create content. Yeah.
Oh,
it's true.
Oh.
So what do you
really
yourself
don't.
As?
Just a normal person.
Same, honestly, yeah. I feel that.
I'm not even active on TikTok or Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have over like how many? 15k
no,
on
Instagram?
No,
I 20
plus,
but
does that.
Oh shit.
Okay, flex girl.
It's from appearances on other places.
Yes.
She's not a creator, she's a talent.
Yeah, I'm just a talent.
Slay.
Slay.
And a pretty face, right?
Slay, honestly,
Slay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Nah, yeah, so what's your perspective on it? And honestly, why don't you classify yourself?
Not happy,
I don't know how to react. I just my face bleached a little bit to that. I don't see myself as a content creator, but I do appear on stuff, and then I do voice my own opinion.
So like, okay, I'm very close to Nick, and so like we hang out a lot. You can see the difference between someone who just creates content and someone who's a content creator. Like, there is a difference.
Yeah.
Nick is always ready and like understands what is a good story opportunity, what he should like update when. I have zero capacity for this. Yeah. When I'm out, right, my brain's off.
Yep.
If I'm working, I'm working.
Correct, yeah.
I have dated a girl, and she says that I'm out of it, like, a lot of time.
Out of it? What do you mean out of it?
Basically, after she told me that, I realized what was the problem. Is that because my mind is constantly thinking about all these content opportunities at every point of time. Because content is inspired by daily life. And like not right now, we can have a drink or whatever, we can have a party, right? And I'll be thinking of 5 or 10 different ideas and how I want to do it. And they were just, it's like I'm an internet browser, right? Then I'm just like alternate tap. So I talk to you halfway, right? I can alternate tap one. And then I'll be thinking about, like, I'll be writing down things in my head about how I want to do this, or like, oh, I put this idea under this tab, I put this thing under this folder and stuff like that. And it's like, no, it's non-stop. It doesn't stop, you know. It's like, I cannot even stop if I want to. Like, it has caused so many, like, relationship problems.
Does it get tiring, though?
Like, what honestly? Relationship?
Like, it gets tiring, yes. It's like, it's like an ongoing machine, no? I have friends that understand it, though. They'll just leave me alone.
Yeah, so I see him in the zone, I just know. Just do a thing.
I get it, but like, if it's a partner or something, yeah, it's no, a so
as in, this is how it can be a problem, but this is still a part of who he is. Like, it's just the way that his brain works.
Daisy, right? You're a content creator as well.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish, I want to ask you one thing, which is like, how do you think you are as a content creator, and how do you navigate that space?
It was very fascinating hearing everybody's responses. I'm definitely not the type that sees every opportunity as a way to make content, and I think that's especially if it's your full-time job, like a very great thing to have. Your brain just works in a very creative way. I don't have that.
You don't have that.
However, I am aware enough to know what I can create that could be a viral moment and what I can create that aligns with my morals. And before, when I first started kind of like creating content, I wouldn't consider myself a content creator just because I don't think about it all the time. I get inspired by things around me and I go, that would make a fun video, let's just film it and upload it. And then I do, and if it goes well, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't affect my daily life. But I know my audience well enough to know what would work and what wouldn't. And it got to a point where early on, I was very much playing into the niche of like white girl doing Singaporean accent, Singlish skits, Singlish versus British, like, you know, things and comedy content that made people want to watch because it was like funny. But to me, it was kind of like cheap humor and it didn't align with who I was, and it wasn't something I wanted to really be associated with, but that was a line I drew for myself where I didn't want to extend so far out of myself that I became this controversial figure. I just wanted to be very rooted in my own beliefs and know that at the end of the day, even if people like wanted to say whatever or they didn't watch, at least I knew that it aligned with me. Yeah.
This comes from an agency point of view, because I've been there. When you're looking at which creator you want to sell, which creator you want to like throw your money at, right? You look at a few certain metrics, which is firstly, are they consistent? For example, I can have 5 videos that hit 10 million views because I did something really stupid that I cannot replicate on a branded video. If, for example, Revite comes in, right? That's one. And number two is, what is your target audience? At the same time, I always give this example. A Xiaomi Mei can have 100,000 followers on TikTok. But if it's all because of her boobs, and as a female creator, your top money maker is fashion and beauty brands, why would a fashion and beauty brand come to you when your target audience, out of 100K, maybe 2,000 is men? Right? That's one thing. Right? So those are the two most important things.
Wait, out of 100K, 2,000 is men, isn't that?
I mean, 2,000 women, sorry.
It's like 2% now, basically.
Yeah, like 2% is women. Which is very true for a lot of female creators. Right? People are just following them for their looks. And then once they post a boyfriend, instantly the views drop. It's so common. You can see it everywhere. The pattern's the same. Right? So then, it's about, if you want to make money as a creator, first you want to know what industry you want to target. For example, if you want to go for fashion, you want to go for lifestyle, then you start making videos that cater to that target audience. If I want to grab more men, I'm going to make more like sports content. If I want to grab more women, I'm going to make more relationship content. This is personally for me, lah. Right? And then after that, it's about balancing. Then also, you have to see yourself as a person, right? How can I sell myself? Like, if you look at me, like, okay, like, for example, like, fashion, this kind of thing, very easy to sell. Lifestyle, very easy to sell. Sports, very easy to sell. So I always cater my content towards this. It's not everything I put online, right, is a video that I want to, and it's also a video that I am using as my calling card, my portfolio or whatever. It's a name card. And clients will come to me, I saw your this video, that's why I'm asking you to this. It's never like, oh, you're just nobody and I'm asking you to do this. Mm. It's because they saw something that they like and then they put it. And it's all business. It's all, you have to just think about this very smartly and like what you want to do. I tell you, if I want to make like 10 million view video, right, doing stupid thing, right, can one. But like, I want to curate this very specific community and I'll build it up. And that's how like the money comes in.
Now, as someone that has been with Live Courage for a while now, moving forward, where do you want this show to go? I want to ask you that. Where do you want this show to go?
I think it's at a crossroads of just being a fun place to chill with friends and talk about stuff. Or do you want to then move in a direction where you are curating more for who your audience is?
So is fun it, place versus curating for the audience?
Yeah, as in, it can be both, but
okay.
Like, okay, say like today we filmed 4 episodes.
Yes, we have.
All of which are quite different in terms of the vibe, in terms of the topics and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which do people want the most? And does that align with what you as the creator want from the Liquid Courage show as well?
What do you want, Clement?
Yeah. What do you want?
You want.
How
you
did want it start aspects, and where did it end up and how do you feel about it?
The Liquid Courage show started off because I had an opportunity to do a podcast and I felt like, hey, I have no specialties. I don't want to talk about finance. I don't want to talk about like relationships. I don't know anything about that. So I know drinking and I know alcohol.
Mood.
I know alcohol and I know drinking. So I wanted a show about drinking and then it evolved to a place where Liquid Courage show is the show that makes you feel like, hey, you're joining us for a drink. Right? That is what Liquid Courage show is. Moving forward, I'll be honest with you, I have no fucking idea. I have no fucking idea what I would do, especially given the fact that we are growing in a very healthy sense. We are growing in a very exciting sense. So I have no fucking idea. I mean, I've had a lot of talks with Daniel off camera about this, which is like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing, man. Every call is like, hey, bro, I don't know, see how lah, bro. Like, basically, that is what it is. It would be fun. I think my goal for Liquid Courage is for it to just be something that stays the same, which means that it is something that
it's here for us to have a good time, and that's all it is. I don't really need it for it to become a business. I never once saw this as like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this and then I'm gonna fucking make the big bucks and feed my family. No, I never seen it like that.
I would empower you that, because earlier everyone was kind of like, oh yeah, you need to say controversial things to like get views and like ha ha ha. I don't think that's the case. I think honestly, like talking about what you believe in, again, there will always be someone that agrees with you, and therefore there will always be people that want to listen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, you have so many fucking sponsors. What are you talking about?
We are working on that. We are working on that. Nick, do you have any insight on that?
I think you should have a full-on chat with me.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to have a full-on chat with us. Clothes on.
Off, ah.
Okay, oh. Fuck it, lah.
Just wear bikinis.
Helicopter dick lah.
Oh. Helicopter dick lah. Fuck it lah.
Alright, that's it, how we...
Why? Which club are we going tonight?
Wait, what day is it? What day is it? Is there a club open tonight?
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. What club is open tonight? We can ask this.
Indian Club!
Indian Club. Maybe we'll end up there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. yeah. Just follow us everywhere. And thank you, Revive. Thank you to High Seas. And thank you to Paradise.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for everyone here.
Finally can fly swim.
Hey, yeah. Let's go fucking jump in the water. Like,
I don't think you guys got time.
I need to pee.
Yeah.
Party is pee. All right. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Cheers.